Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here today. And, you know, I always like to share with you when we do Sunday night calls. I think they're really good, and I think they're a great deal. And I've now gone to a point where we want to make sure that we get everybody some help and make sure you understand the markets. And I'm going to share with you today the Sunday night call from the 20th. And you're going to hear kind of before the call starts with the Badger and me kind of just chatting about what's going on in the markets, and then we're going to continue on what we do. But I think you'll enjoy it. Make sure you check it out because I think it's important and it'll help you become better at what you're trying to do. So let's go to the Sunday night call right now.
But earlier, the Badger and I were just talking. We figured we'd come in and talk with you guys, and we won't start officially for another 6 minutes, so we won't cover any of that stuff. But we figured come in and talk kind of, you know, this is kind of like our daily or, you know, whenever we're talking about markets. And we were trying to figure out how they'd open tonight, and they're pretty flat. But it was funny, they opened a little bit higher, and immediately the sellers jumped in and sold them. And interesting. What's going on, Badger?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were talking earlier today about market strategy, and we hope they open on a big gap to the upside, which we feel is a chance to sell them here. They're really flat. I mean, there's just real no action. I'm looking at everything now. Bonds are flat. Gold is dead flat, which has been a good indicator, actually, for the last couple of weeks. Crude oil's nothing. It looks like a flat opening. I don't know what they're waiting for, but they're probably waiting for something over in Europe, I guess.
Yeah, I assume that they're probably waiting to see China. Yeah, the Bears do suck, Ed. Listen, the day they got Jay Cutler was what was that song? The day the band died, or what was the music died?
That was American Pie. American Pie.
Yeah, that's the day when they got Jay Cutler. That was the worst trade ever, in my opinion. You know, talking sports for a minute, and that was the worst trade ever. I thought Orton was better than him anyways. So, and this is not after. I said it immediately when the trade was made. He's a cancer in every locker room he's ever been in. But it is what it is. So how do you guys like my cartoon? that's our system at work right there. And somebody typed in, can't believe Krugman got a Nobel Prize for economy, for economics. It sure did value it. Well, listen, there's a lot of guys that get Nobel Peace Prizes that I don't understand how they got them anyways, but it is what right. It is what it is.
What about the guys at Long-Term Capital?
Yeah. So, you know, but so the markets, you know, I think there's certainly a change in what's going on. I think that I do believe that now bad news will actually be bad news, though. What do you think, Badger?
I'm sorry, you broke up.
I said I do think bad news will be bad news now.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. Bad news is now going to be bad news. You know, they feel a little heavy. We had the spike. You know, the Speedy Boys were beating the badge, and they got it up to go up, and then, of course, they sold it. And it looks like we could see some downside action here. It's interesting. I'm surprised they're so flat tonight, really.
Yeah, I think they're kind of trying to connoiter and kind of figure, you know, I think maybe they're going to see what goes on in China. There's a lot of news, you know, going on, and not that we care about China, because, again, we've already stepped up to the window. We know where we are, but we wanted to take a little bit of a loss tonight because we wanted to sell more. I mean, that's just from our perspective of looking at the chart. And we'll go into this. Again, we haven't really started yet. If anybody's here wondering, we did not start early, but I see a big crowd, and I like to, you know, talk to you guys anyways while we're waiting until we get with the official program. It looks like there's some new names I don't recognize tonight. And if you are new, don't get caught up in the speed. We answer all questions. So don't worry about that. If you're not sure of something, just send me an email. You can chat right here and ask the question, or you can always send me an email later, and which reminds me about updates. I'll remind you more than once or twice about this, but I do mail out updates every day. So, you know, we'll see. But I mean, last week was interesting, but it wasn't, you know, it's the old story. Remember, Badger, you buy Rosh Hashanah, sell Yom Kippur.
Yes, that was it. That was it.
That was always a story on the floor. Buy Rosh Hashanah, sell Yom Kippur. And it's, it looks like it may be the, because they tried to buy him, you know, pretty much the week. I mean, until the end, they were in their plug-in. And again, you know, one thing I want to just remind everybody, kind of like I did on August 24th, the day we collapsed a little bit, and of course we've already bounced back half of that, but or more than half. But at the end of the day, you never need to panic. The Badger and I were talking earlier. It's gonna be very hard to see a 1987 rerun. Now 2008 is easy, but again, the problem with 2008 wasn't that the market went down. The problem with 2008 is that everybody was too stubborn to get out. Okay, which is what eventually caused the major panic, which is what made the bottom. Okay, that's really what happened. I mean, you had plenty of opportunities to get out had you had chose to say, you know what, I'm out. Now, the Badger and I, we don't ever get out because we hedge everything. And that's one of the things we're running now is the new hedge class. But anyways, all right, so here we go. It is game time. And what are the stats on what? On the not crashing again like 87? Is that your question? Let me know, and I'll answer it. I mean, I think I have a good answer for you, if that's your question. But anyways, welcome, everybody. It is now official. It is game time. And unfortunately, my number one fantasy pick just went down, Tony Romo. But what am I going to do? That's life in the big city, and hopefully the rest of my bums can overcome. But when your number one draft pick goes down in the league we run, it's not a good situation. But welcome aboard, and here we are, and as always, we start every call with the words of wisdom from our good friend Connie Ginger Chopper. Not just Connie. I gave up all those other names, and if you sit and stare at the machine all day while listening to the talking heads, you will become anxious, drive yourself crazy, and make a trade that you don't want to make. Relax, follow the footprints, and turn off that TV except when I'm on, okay? And that's really, those are great words of wisdom. I mean, again, if you try to force a trade, and take it from two guys who've done it on more than one occasion. Badger, how do we do when we force those trades?
No, usually not very well.
All right. So, you know, you have to let the market speak to you. You have to let the market speak to you. You can't. The market is the Badger. To quote the Badger, the market does not announce itself. It doesn't tell you what it's going to do, and it doesn't really care what you think because it's all about the money and the footprint in the market. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Again, you know, look, if you're patient, you can see what's going on. If you're patient, you have to give yourself an opportunity. The minute you become impatient, the minute you try to force action, that is the time when you're going to find yourself losing money. And it's not only that you lose money on a trade, because we've all made bad trades. You know, whether we did it the right way or the wrong way, but we've all made bad trades. But the real problem comes back to how much opportunity cost did it cost you by making that bad trade? What good trade did that keep you out of because you were involved and you didn't know what to do? Okay, that's more important, more the case. All right, anyway, so we got some bunch of questions here. And thanks, Bobby. Your TLT gamble paid off. Yeah, it was good. We did good. I'm here.
And this is, you know, again, part of what we're doing, and we're going to, you know, get ready to step out here for a break. But again, remember, this is what real markets and real traders look at, and the things that you do when you're doing them. It's not, again, we're not trying to be over aggressive. We're not going to fight the tape or fight the market. We always want you to be in the best position. So if you're interested in possibly joining this call, I'm actually running a special. The call is normally $99 a month, but you can get in for the first month for $19.95, which includes one weekly call a week. That includes daily live updates via my live update feature, plus a written update every day and 4 to 5 to 6 trades every single week. We're doing pretty well. Can't complain. But just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org or go right to the website and shop, and you'll see it there for you. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're having some fun playing the Sunday night call. And last week was a Fed week, so we actually did a couple of gamble trades as well. And you hear how those played out, but you'll hear this truth. That's the bottom line. You'll hear the truth. Let's get back to Sunday night. Here we go.
Very happy with that. Love the dinner and movie trade. Yeah, they were good. You're correct, and the two predictions, interest rate will not change, the market will go down. Yes, I was. And I did it. Actually, I did it live on Thursday morning with Maria Bartiromo, too. And again, I will say this more than once, but not more than once tonight, but I will say this, that the Fed is lost. I think they have no clue of what they're doing. And I said this when it happened, first Greece and then China. As far as the Fed was concerned, that was the best thing that ever happened to them because it didn't force them not to have to make a decision. That's my opinion. Do you have any comment on that, Badger?
Well, it seems that, you know, we talk about, you know, we've been anti-raise. We were pro-raise 2 years ago and for different circumstances. What's happening now, we don't see any balloon blowing up. If you look at commodity prices, which are an indicator, look at jobs, which are an indicator, I don't see anything going on here. You know, you discussed QE4. Is QE4 going to happen? I don't think it will, because if they do QE4, that's taking the nuclear option. There's no way out. If you do that, there's absolutely no way out, no matter what happens. I just think that the interest rates are going to sit here. We're going to find out what's going to happen. I think it's now been pushed down the road to 2016, and I think the markets need to find a level. And they'll be fine with a level. It's just the fact that nobody wants the pain. And I, you know, you can say it's not political. You can say whatever you want. Personally, I believe it is, and we'll see what happens.
Exactly. So, all right. So, as we always start off with, is all of our questions. And good afternoon, Bubba. I had a good week. This is from Stanley Steemer. So you guys know he updates me every week because, you know, I gave him a good tongue lashing when he did the Stanley Steemer. But we've all done it. But I guess I like to, myself and the Badger both like to teach others from the mistakes that we've made. I mean, after doing this for a combined 70 some years, you know, we've made plenty of mistakes, and, you know, we weren't happy sitting when the bonds were going up 7 points in one day, or when the grains were going against us. But again, those were trades that we probably shouldn't have been in the first place because we didn't do due diligence and follow the footprint. We took our opinion to work. But anyways, I had only one losing trade this week. It was a small loser. I rolled a Verizon diagonal back and booked a loss. Everything else on point. I'm up over 3,000 this week, still working off my steamer, but definitely moving in the right direction. My only concern now is my SPY hedge is getting closer to October expiration, and therefore is a difference of 8,000 negative between long and shorts. I realize I've already booked some profits, but it doesn't seem smart to let the hedge expire wordless. I would like to if another rundown would be better. Well, really what you want to do is you want to roll it. Well, there's still all options carry, especially dated options, they carry very similar all the way up and down, unless you get a dramatic move. But that should have been rolled. When you rolled it down, you should have been rolling it right to December. Okay. I mean, I really want that port. If you're going to make that side of the hedge, okay, I want to be in the quarterlies. December, March, June, and December, March, June, and September. That's where we want to be. Okay. So you needed to roll that. When you rolled to October, then you should have been rolling to December as well. But again, you have plenty of time to adjust. And again, it's the reason we do that is because we can roll it out every week. Okay. And we can roll out credit every week. Okay. When do you roll a diagonal spread? Well, you roll the short leg when the market, you know, when you see the right amount of premium that you think you can get. And basically, when you really want to roll the short leg is when your short leg is that you have on is it basically zero, then you know the one you want to sell next week can probably only continue to go down as well. That's when you want to start to look rolling. But as long as your current short term has juice in it, then you want to kind of wait until later. What do you think, Badger?
Yeah, we want to take advantage of our short term stuff. Now, we will not only roll down, but we'll roll back, Bubba. Later in the week, what we do is if our short-term short has got nothing left in it, we can just simply roll back. We hold our teeny because our long is going to be a teeny at that point, and, you know, something crazy could happen. But then we can either roll down or roll back, depending on the day of the week. Later on in the week, we like to roll back and down.
Right. Maria had a guest on this morning. Are you talking about the jackass from the San Francisco Fed? I listened to him. He's a Fed guy. He's got no clue. Okay, but if you're talking about another guest, yeah, he's got no clue. They keep talking about it, but they change their mind. Every day it's different. They're like, they should be in a Seinfeld episode, the two-faced. You know, one day they're this and one day they're that. They never make their mind up. Hi, Ty. When I did the GoPro spread, I rolled. I went to the wrong week and went out an extra week. Again, there's nothing to do. Just let it play out. If you can get out right away with no loss, okay, then go ahead and roll it back to where it's supposed to be. If it's going to be at a loss or, you know, look, you just have to hold it an extra week and hope that the level's right. When you go to the second week, now remember, I try to make sure we understand this. We used to didn't have this choice, okay? We were doing this, we did quarterlies. So the only advantage you're giving up by going the extra week is you're giving up a little bit of time and where something could happen, but you're really missing the extra roll, because if you ever took the time to add up the sum total of the options and the spreads, and we show this example many times, is if I look at a $5 wide spread today, in fact, I'll do it right now. Let's do it right now. As long as we're doing it, it's always good to do. Let's go to Tesla, because I know that's got straight fives or 250s, but if we look at the Tesla spread, and let's say we want to just sell the put spread. It doesn't matter which one, but let's say we want to sell the put spread. So we're going to sell the 267.50, the 260, 255. Okay, that's at $1.79 credit right now. Okay, that's for next week. Now, if I take this out to January of 16, it's $2.35. Okay, now think about it. I can roll this thing between now and January 20 times. Okay, so I can collect almost $35, $36 in premium. Here, I could get $2.35. I got to watch it and let it gyrate. Whereas if I'm in it, if it keeps going down, I can keep moving my bases down and keep selling it lower. If it starts going up, I can keep selling them up higher. So, again, I don't have to worry about that, and the price is going to be basically the same. So that's the only thing you're missing out on. You're missing out a week of potential selling, but there's nothing you can do. You know, again, you can always reverse it, but if it's going to cost you anything, the collection was so little, you know, we talk about, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 cents, but I know it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when it's 10% of your roll, that is a lot of money. You got to remember, we deal in percentage terms, okay? If the percentage is too big to make the move, you're better off just leaving it where it's at and let it trade out. Badger, you have any opinion there?
Nope. That's our philosophy, and that's what we do.
Okay. All right. See a copy of IWM reference, okay? So somebody sent me a copy of IWM, and I'm going to show the chart. I'm not going to show the profit chart that they sent me, but same chart. For the last use, you can see it's moving upward, yes, but it's trending down. What's your opinion of direction? Well, I think it's going lower. I mean, that's my view, is that we're on the, if you look at it from a longer term, like a year chart, which is, I think, probably what you showed me, it's basically, if you consider this the consolidation area, we're just coming back into what we would consider to be resistance. So, again, it came down, made a little bit of a double bottom here, and now it's popping back up, and we would expect the double top to hold. And, you know, again, there's a little bit of leeway here, but, you know, somewhere right about here, I would expect it to stop going up. And so I do agree with that. What is your thinking when considering a weighted iron butterfly, 2x1x1x2? Okay, straight neutral. Actually, we do have a trade tonight on IWM, and it's not going to be neutral. It's going to be to the bearish side. But again, you can always do, we like, you know, that you actually take the time to do something on your own. And if you think that you'd rather be weighted and benefit from any big move, you're just giving up a little bit extra, okay? You're giving up an opportunity. But again, it doesn't mean you're wrong. It's not the wrong trade, but I particularly in this case, in this particular vehicle and where this chart is, I do want to be shorted. Badger, do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. We've come up against resistance, and as Bubba said, we are still looking from the short side. It's going to have to prove we're wrong. We've had some heartburn for the last 2 or 3 weeks because the market has really rallied quite a bit from that bottom, but we still think it's not over yet.
And, you know, again, that's the stuff that you'll get on the call. We're going to go back, and I just want to remind you, if you want to check it out, you can pick it up right at thebubbashow.org right now in the shopping cart. $19.95, you get to try it for a month, and you get the four webinars, and you get daily updates, plus you get daily live updates, which I'll tell you how to get those as well. But we're going to stop by here for a break, and we're going to come back with more of Sunday Night here on The Bubba Show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you, and we're having some fun playing Sunday Night, and we want to get back to that because there's a lot of good stuff coming up, so let's get back to Sunday Night. Here we go.
The indicators we look at, the stuff we look at, we don't think it's over yet.
I'm pretty confident that we're going to, even if we're going to go higher, we're going to test these lows before we actually start to go higher. That's just my opinion, okay? Okay, now, trade's still working. And this was the IWM trade from last week, which unfortunately turned out to be, I think, a small loser or whatever. But at the end of the day, these trades are not determined on a penny or two, okay? When we're doing these trades that have unlimited profit potential, you can pay a penny or take a penny or less credit or two. Again, these are not dependent. The credit is a bonus. The credit gives us a way to win another way, but we're playing it for a specific reason. So I'm not going to let a penny or two, you know, if I'm selling a credit spread for 35 cents, well, then I got to be more careful about the credit that I'm collecting. But if I'm putting on a position that involves credit, but it also is a personal trade, which affords me the opportunity for unlimited profit, I'm not worried about a couple of cents there. I hope that makes sense to everybody. You have to realize the trade that you're making. So I don't want to miss a trade because it's a penny or two, because we can never be that fine anyways. As you know, my saying is, trade with a butcher knife, not a scalpel. So, you know, what we do is we'll start at the midpoint, and we'll start moving up a penny or two until we get filled, because we know that the midpoint is about where we're going to get filled, whether or not we get filled, it takes a little bit more or not, but we know that's about the right neighborhood. Okay, and it just depends on the exact type of trade of where you're going to get filled. But the midpoint is extremely reliable, plus or minus a couple of cents. Would you agree with that, Badger?
Yeah, it is, because remember, you know, you don't look at the bid offer spread because that's going to be misleading. You're trading against other traders, and they have their computers. That midpoint is very, very accurate. In fact, when we go back, and even if you go out in time in the very liquid options, you'll find that the midpoint holds very well, plus or minus cents. Sometimes we get filled right on the midpoint. And that means that that's fair value. It means that the market makers have their computers set up exactly the opposite of you. And if you notice, after you get your fill, you'll find out that you have slippage. You know what slippage is? You're going to find out you have very small slippage. It means the other side of the trade, it's priced fair, and you're in right. So, yeah, work that midpoint. And particularly, you know, we use Thinkorswim, and the reason we use it is the software is, Bubba, would you say it's the best as far as...
It was built by a trader, okay? It was built by my friend, Tommy Sosnoff. He understood the mechanics and the floor working and how it works. And I, again, there's cheaper out there. There may be better out there, but for me and my taste and what I like to look at, to me, it's the easiest and it's the most user-friendly that I can operate up, and it gives you all the information that you really need. And I think that's the important thing, is you just want to have the right information. You know, I don't like to be, I talk about it all the time, the penny wise, dollar foolish, when you start looking at whatchamacallit, like Interactive Brokers. I mean, I have nothing against them. They just didn't work for us. Okay. And believe me, we're paying extra to trade through Thinkorswim, but at the end of the day, we're not paying extra because of what they did to us in the past. So, all right. Anyways, couple more questions coming on the board here. Is Thinkorswim the way? Yes, there is. Call Thinkorswim. Okay, you mentioned it before, but when you roll the short leg next week, if the delta is high, generally you roll to a different strike with a 50 delta. No, that's the long strike. The long strike, if it gets to like 80, I'm going to roll down to 50. Okay. That's a long, the short strike, if it's at 80, means I'm in trouble. But hopefully it's a premium enough stock that I can continue to roll as a calendar and at least still collect some credit off of it. But at the end of the day, it's the long strike that we want to roll down. Okay? And that's what we're looking for. That's, you don't roll the short strike. I mean, the strike gets too deep in the money. At some point, you probably have to take that trade off because it's just not worth rolling. If you can't collect, then there's no point to roll it. Troy traded crude oil, just sold the blow off pattern. How long can I hold before I have to sell? Well, you sold it, so how long before you can buy? Well, you know, you kind of trade it, but you're using, when you use the blow off pattern, you're using, you know, the old low or the old high of that move as to where you're going to get out at. And if it doesn't get out, then you just watch your chart and you let it run. You know, we don't know how far it's going to go. I mean, typically, if it's a true blow off, you can get, you know, 30, 40, 50 ticks out of it. You know, who knows? There's no automatic answer, but the automatic answer is to make sure that you are out, okay, that you get out of it when it goes against you, because you can't now go into hoping and praying that it stays. That's when you got to make sure that you're on top of your game and you close that trade out, okay, when it becomes a loser. And speaking of the futures market, the Badger and I were talking, and we may put together a class. If anybody's interested in learning how to trade the futures market, you have to have capital. You cannot do this with $2,500. But we may do a teaching class, you know, down the road here. If anybody's interested, I'm taking an interest list right now, but we were talking about it because it is a pretty easy trade. And it's one of the things that I get to do myself when I trade, because, you know, I'm doing a lot of media. You know, I'm out running around all the time, and Badger is stuck, you know, staring at the machine all day and trading everything. But when I get back, I do trade the blow-offs. And the one nice thing about the blow-offs is I tell everybody, you can't be a part-time day trader, but you can be a part-time blow-off trader, because each trade is independent. Okay, it's like flipping a coin. Okay. I shared with you yesterday that my IWM back ratio took off my long legs of my OWM trade. Right. Okay. Now, remember this, okay? This is a very good question and a very good point here, okay? If you have on other positions that coincide or go against what I have on, what I'm putting on here, in other words, I happen to know that this person had on a diagonal and they were long the September last week, 115 put, and short the 112.50 that was, they were just rolling out of a diagonal that had been on for a number of weeks. And we came up with a trade that was right around the same numbers. But when it was all over, you don't worry about the exact count of all the options, because we know we're not getting short or long extra options. All we're doing is changing the dynamics of the trade. But at the end of the day, if you took these deltas, okay, these minuses and pluses, okay, you would end up being in the exact same position with just different options. Okay, you don't have to worry about when part of it gets up. You know, everybody gets used to looking at it one way, but know that each trade, even though the position has changed on your machine, is still the same, and each trade will benefit from the same direction that you're looking for. Okay, it doesn't change what you have on; it just changes a couple of the options that you own. But at the end, the delta that you started with will be the same. So if we did right now a 4x5, which is what we did, so we'd be short 4 times 40 or 160 deltas, and we'd be long 5 times 31, which is 155 deltas, which at the face of it, it's about a neutral trade right here, which is exactly what it's telling you. You're getting a credit to put that ratio on, but the trade is basically neutral. Now, what happens if you don't remember or don't know, as options move in your favor, they get more valuable. As the delta gets higher, the option gets higher, the value gets greater, because that's what happens. Because really, if you compare delta, I mean, the standard definition is that's for every delta, like at 46 delta, if the stock moves a dollar, that option should move a dollar. But if you think of it in just shares of stock, okay, so if I buy one 115.50 put, basically what I did is I sold 46 shares of stock. So if it goes to a dollar, I should make $46, okay? That's a simple way to look at it. But at the end of the day, your position did not change. The delta balance did not change on your trade, because all you're doing is putting on basically even deltas when you put that trade on, okay? I had the Las Vegas diagonal on, Las Vegas Sands, short the 48.50 call. Did I miss an email to close the trade? I don't think you missed an email. I think you just waited. You know, I didn't do it till late in the week. I was kind of waiting, and obviously it got a little bit away from us, but we were able to, you know, roll it fine and not have a major problem with it. So, again, you can always roll them earlier, but not a big deal and not anything for you to worry about, okay? You know, again, just as long as you get it done, you can get it done. All right, I did recommend.
So, again, that's something that we talk about often, and when the update is crucial and when the trade is not crucial, and most of the trades we make are not crucial because they're balanced and they're based on general information that will get. Again, this is to help you become more successful. The whole thing is about making you a better trader or a better investor. And that's what we always harp on, is because at the end of the day, we want you to be better. We want you to get the idea, because, you know, there's nothing better in the world than being able to trade. You know, again, and not everybody can trade full time, but there's nothing better than to be able to trade markets when you have the time. There's nothing better than putting on good positions and feeling comfortable and feeling good about yourself, about what you're doing. And that is something, my friends, that, you know, we continue and why to play these shows once in a while, because, you know, we offer it to you. And the entry cost, believe me, we make more trading, you know, the trades that we put on than the service cost. But again, you know, for $19.95, you can check it out and see, you know, how it works for you and see if it's something you like. But again, you'll get, you know, about 30 hours worth of data to make a good educated decision to see exactly what we're doing. Because I never guarantee that any one particular trade is going to be a winner, because I don't know for sure if one trade is going to be a winner. I know that over time, the math will prove us out. But we're going to step out here for a break right now. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. A lot of good stuff going on there. We're putting stuff up there, and, man, we're just having a great time. We're going to step out for a break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more of the Sunday Night Call. We'll be right back.
After 10,000 beers in 28 years.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And again, we're having some fun with Sunday night, answering questions. Hopefully, we're educating you a little bit. So let's get back to Sunday and see about more education from my friends at The Bubba Show. Here we go.
To buy back the short puts in a few things last week. And somebody asked a question. Is the IWM short put the ones that were the 116 at the time? And I said, yes. If it's a minus, that's your short option. Don't get short option involved with short position to the market. Because if you're short puts, you're long the market. If you're short calls, you're short the market. So don't confuse the two. When I say buy back the short option, that is the option that has the minus sign in front of it. Okay? That's the short option we're looking to buy back. Market reaction. I have more action when I pass gas. It was actually, you know, seriously, the move was pretty good. I mean, you know, it might not have felt like it, but, you know, when that market sparked up on Thursday, I was actually having surgery trading for my phone, and I yelled at the doctor because he made me miss a sale of the Dow futures up at the tippy tops. But, I mean, if you look at that action actually from the day, okay, so we got to go back, what, 3 days, right? 3 days, 10 minutes. I mean, that was pretty big action. Okay, didn't feel like much, and look at where we are from top to bottom in 2 days. In 2 days, we went down 3%. I mean, that's a pretty good move. Okay, so you know, it didn't create maybe as much as you thought it might, but you know, remember it went up 20 or what were the futures up like 24, 25 at one time? The S&P.
Yeah, they were. Okay. It was a monster move. Really, it was big.
So, you know, it didn't feel like much, but remember what I always tell you guys. There's the first move, there's the second move, and then when they decide, then you get the correct move. And after the rally, it did come tumbling down, okay? Okay, I had the 107, 106 call spread in on the Qs. I got exercised. I got assigned, actually. And now I'm short 200 Qs currently moving against me. Well, they actually weren't moving against you. They were moving for you at the time because I actually talked to you. But what you should do, remember, as long as you own the long option, you don't have to worry about it. As long as you control it, which you do until Friday, you had nothing to worry about. And actually, those who did get assigned they had no problem because they actually went our way and you actually made more money based on what happened. And that is exactly what happened. And you just buy back and then you just sell your long, and that's how you do it. Broadcast time, I always write it up in the update every day, but 99% of the time, the broadcast time on Ticker TV is 11 Eastern time. But I always write it on the update to let you know when I'm doing it because I want you to understand exactly. Now, this doesn't have it here because this was the last one. This is what the actual recording that I enclosed in the updates, okay? Wow, I'm loving trading futures. Lost some, won some, but net positive overall. Commissions, not much, and fees, not much. Different trade than my option. Yeah, and that's why I said to you, it is much different. It's easier in a certain point, okay, because they don't carry the margin requirements or the reg key calls or the day trading rules, okay? So, but they are, remember, one future. The ES, the mini S&P future, equals 500 shares of the spiders. So you need to have some capital to be able to trade those. You cannot trade those with no money. Okay, I'm telling you right now, because you will certainly go broke unless you just get unbelievably lucky and just catch a hot streak right from the beginning. And I've yet to see somebody take a small parcel, or as my friends say, take matchsticks and turn them into a lumberyard. Okay, very difficult to do. It can happen, but I would never sell you on that idea, nor would I ever teach the idea, because at the end of the day, you're creating a mess for yourself. Okay, so just remember that as you go forward, that if you want to trade some of these other products, and with some of the trades we're going to talk about tonight, you got to make sure you have enough capital. Okay, all right. I'm afraid of waiting for something to take itself off. I got stuck a while ago in 300 shares of Apple because Apple went up in the last few minutes, taking the spread off myself. You can always take the spread off yourself. I don't worry about those things because, again, we are trading purely the mathematics, okay? That's what we're trading here, purely mathematics. We don't care. Yes, sometimes you do get knocked out, and sometimes it does get stuck to you. But at the end of the day, if you trade the numbers, you trade the probability, you will be much better off. But you can always take them. We don't tell you not to take them off. If you want to take them off, take them off. I just don't like to deal with it. To me, I got other fish to fry instead of trying to get those spreads off. That's just for me. You can do whatever you want. I just let them exercise and sign. I don't worry about that last minute move because typically, if it's a last minute move that's going to get me assigned, I'm probably going to be better off the next time they open because it's probably going to open back in my favor because usually that move is a little bit artificial at the end of the day. Any comment to that, Mr. Badger?
No, a lot of times if you're going right toward a strike, they call it pin risk, and they will push it that way. You know, we have a tendency to try to get away from pin risk because it gives you heartburn. But if you are stuck, I agree with Bubba. They're pushing them. So somebody's on the other side of your trade. Occasionally you're going to even burn. But I would say in the long run, you about break even. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think you're in a better position, okay, overall, because again, the numbers and the math will eventually play out. So I like that, and I'm I don't worry about that because I've done it so long. I've seen everything happen, good and bad, okay. And at the end of the day, if you color by number, which is what we always talk about, you're going to be in much happier and much better shape. Long time no talk. Hope all of you in the family. Been busy. I took the three gamble trade to the following results. I made $1 on TLT. I made 60 cents on gold, and I lost 35 cents on IWM. So I made some extra dough to get to go enjoy the Buckeye victory. And, yeah, you know, look, they work out well. And as long as you follow my directions, okay, and don't get too big with these, because, again, as I say out loud, we are gambling when we make those trades. Those are not chart-based. They're not based on any footprint, which is what we preach all the time. These are purely, we were speculating on what could happen if the Federal Reserve, what they did, and we speculated correctly, okay, based on my opinion. But that really did not base on the actual chart. Now, they were actually charts I made the trades based on what I was seeing in the overall market, so they weren't totally in the dark, but they were not pure footprint-based. They were pure, we're going to play for this announcement, we can do it for cheap money, and again, I insist that it's always in our movie, because if everybody tells me to ever make a big score on this, I'll stop doing it, because again, all I want to do is give you something to play with. It's like watching a football game and having a small bet on it. You know, dinner and a movie, pizza, whatever. Whatever you want to call it. And they worked out very well. And I was very happy with it. I thought we were going to really get the IWM, too, at the end. It looked like they were going to tank them, which is, you know, when I send you guys out that email late in the day Friday, it looked like everything was going to start to really come in. And then, of course, they immediately spun them around and ran them. But I wanted you to be aware that a lot of things we trade, like all the indexes, are open till 4:15 Eastern, so you don't have to be so concerned at 4 o'clock Eastern on SPY, DIA, GLD, IWM, QQQ. Those actually trade until 15 after, and you can trade their options. Now the exercise price is typically based on the price at 4 o'clock, but if it gets moves too big, which it might have on Friday, that could create again a little bit of heartburn. But at the end of the day, again, we don't worry about that because, again, we're strictly playing a probability model here.
And we'll end that for today here, that we only play a probability model, because that's what we're playing here. We are playing probabilities, and we're taking the best opportunity to put ourselves in the best position to win. And no matter how you look at it, this is a game. Okay, it's a mathematical game like gin, poker, backgammon, bridge, that if you play the probabilities correctly, you will not always win, but you will find yourself on the profitable end when it all comes to be said and done. And that's what we want to share with you. And certainly, if you want to check it out, just go to the website and go to the shopping page. You can see I'm offering a special $19.95 for the first month. And then $99 a month thereafter. But for $19.95, you can get me every day with a live update Monday through Friday. You'll get a written update every day, and you'll get the recording from the original call, like I'm sharing with you today. And for $19.95, not bad. Anyways, that'll do it for today. It's always great to be here, and I hope you get a lot out of it. And we'll come back and finish this up tomorrow. But this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Have a great day, everybody. See you later. Wake up, Maggie. I think I
got something to say. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.